This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says it is looking into reports about the alleged use of U.S.-provided equipment in what appears to be a raid by anti-Putin Russian volunteers Monday in Russia's Belgorod region. Russia called the incident an incursion by saboteurs deployed by Kyiv. Officials and Russian state media referred to the alleged attackers as militants and terrorists. Ukraine denied involvement in this week's Belgorod incident, calling it an act by disgruntled Russians. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday the U.S. does not support the use of American-made equipment for attacks inside Russia. The Republican governor of the U.S. southeastern state of Florida officially announced his campaign for president Wednesday. But as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, the announcement did not go exactly as planned.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis launched his campaign in a special Twitter Spaces feed, criticizing President Biden.
He lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
But there were technical problems that led to starts and stops, audio glitches. DeSantis was asked why he chose Twitter. He compared it to his COVID lockdown opposition, lamenting a lack of free expression.
Because he's a good businessman, so. Elon, I'm sure you'll end up making
simplify
money.
Even that was marred by an audio glitch. Donald Trump tweeted, "The DeSantis Twitter launch is a disaster. His whole campaign will be a disaster." But still, DeSantis says they raised $1 million in the first hour after the announcement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Credit ratings agency Fitch put the United States on notice Wednesday that its perfect rating could be jeopardized if the White House and House Republicans fail to overcome their impasse on raising the nation's borrowing limit a week before a key deadline. This is VOA News. Fitch placed the country's AAA-ranked credit on rating watch negative, a move it says reflects increased political partisanship that is hindering reaching a resolution before June 1st. That is the so-called X date when the U.S. Treasury Department says the government will run out of money, triggering a default with likely devastating economic consequences for the United States and potentially worldwide. Negotiators for President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held what both sides called productive talks on Wednesday. Officials from six African nations visited Israel last week to discuss more cooperation on Israeli technology to serve Africa's growing population. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Mitrelli Group, a Swiss company that employs Israeli technology in Africa, marked its 10th anniversary by bringing officials from six African countries to Jerusalem. Mitrelli's founder, CEO, and many of its staff are Israeli, and they say that Israeli innovation can move Africa forward. The population of Africa is expected to grow to 2.5 billion people in the next 30 years. The Mitrelli Group says Israeli technology can help African states not only meet their population's needs, but also flourish at the same time. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
President Biden praised Tina Turner as a once-in-a-generation talent that changed American music. The legendary singer died Wednesday at her home in Switzerland at the age of 83. Turner burst onto the music scene in the 1960s and early 70s with her husband Ike Turner on such hits as River Deep, Mountain High, and Proud Mary. After leaving Ike Turner in 1976 due to his violent behavior, she became a global superstar in the 80s with such hit songs as What's Love Got to Do With It and We Don't Need Another Hero, as well as her dynamic live concerts, earning her the nickname the Queen of Rock and Roll. In sports, the Florida Panthers are heading to the National Hockey League's Championship Series for the first time in 27 years. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1996 following a dramatic finish in a 4-3 win over the Hurricanes. Matthew Tkachuk's second power play goal of the night put the Cats ahead 4-3 with just 4.9 seconds remaining.
A lot of people contributed on that, like Rhino to start it, Barkley to pass, Benny at the net, so it was fairly easy for me to just put it in.
It came 3:17 after Jesper Foss tied it for the Canes. Tkachuk also had overtime goals in the first two games of what became a sweep. Ryan Lomberg and Anthony Duclair also scored for Florida, and Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 36 shots. I'm Dave Ferry.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.